before we do that,
go ahead, Matt.
I just wanted to, let's talk. We can talk after.
Okay. All right, we'll go ahead then and call to order the Ochre Point Public Infrastructure District to order. Today is March 17th. It's 10:09 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if we could get everyone on the call to state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Matt, your chair, would you like to start?
Yeah, Matthew Donaldson, chairman. The Ochre Point PID number one.
Joe, I think Joe White, vice chair, maybe?
Yep, you are.
And Daryl Anderson, I think I'm clerk, secretary, or something like that.
You
clerk,
are.
Secretary, everything, Daryl.
David Hutchison, CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So, board, we need to put off the public hearing and the amendments to the 2024 budget to our next board meeting. Could I get a motion that we table those and then we'll put them on the next board meeting?
I'll make a motion that we table the amendment to the 2024 budget and table that until our next board meeting.
Great. Thanks, Daryl.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Matt. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That was unanimous. All right. Next up, we have the board meeting minutes from January 16th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do you need me to put them up? Do they look accurate?
Yeah, if you'd put them up real quick. I have one. I wanted to look at something.
Okay.
I think it was paragraph. Let's see.
So it was just our last meeting where we walked through.
Quarterly statements. I'm good.
Okay.
There was nothing there.
Okay, perfect. Could I get a motion then to approve those meeting minutes?
I'll make a motion that we approve the meeting minutes. Is it the January meeting, right?
It is January 16th.
Of the January 16th PID board meeting.
Great. Thanks, Joe.
I'll second that.
Was that Matt?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Next up is the first quarter financial. So I'll turn the time over to David.
Thanks, Michael. Excuse me. A frog in my throat here. So for the Ochre Point Public Infrastructure District number one, starting the balance sheet for the governmental funds, we have in the general fund, working capital fund for the 2024 A series, $181,653 rounded. In the debt service fund and bond fund 2024 A series, we have $1,340,752. And in the surplus fund 2024 A series, $955. And in the capital projects funds, we have in the project fund 2024 A series, $6,093,684. Sorry, was there a question there?
No, sorry. I'm just coughing. I apologize.
Okay.
I'll mute
myself. No, you're good. Yeah, I'm on the same note as you there. In the project fund 2024 B series, we have $1,916,778. And in the cost of issuance fund, we have $32,957. And also in the general fund, we have accounts payable of $6,058. Moving on to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We have revenues of interest income of $1,978. We have expenditures consisting of accounting fees of $4,062. I don't know, there may have been some legal expenses that came in a little late on the invoicing. I noticed some of the other districts were getting some invoices in March. And so when I called and asked, they didn't have the detail at the moment, but that could have changed. other financing sources, transfers to other funds, $8,000. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $175,594.
David, what was the $8,000 for?
The $8,000, let me pull that up real quick. I believe that may have been paying agent fees. Let's see. Sorry, if I go.
Okay. That would make sense. I was just curious.
No, I don't see the paying agent fees there. So transfers from other funds came to the capital projects fund. I will look into that.
Okay.
Because that's typically a rounded amount that's similar to those paying agent fees, but that would have been in the debt service.
Okay.
I'll come back to that. In the debt service fund, interest income, we had $25,929. We had bond interest series 2024A payment of $143,924, giving us an ending fund balance of $2,279,707. And in the capital projects fund, we had interest income of $87,812, had capital outlay of $356,978, and the transfers from other funds to $8,000, giving us an ending fund balance of $8,043,419. And let me pull that. Zions Public Finance, there was a fee that came through.
Wow. So that's the municipal advising. Okay.
Yeah, right. That we did approve that $8,000 okay. For them.
Yep.
So it got paid out of the general fund fee money, and so we did a transfer to get it into. So this is where it got paid out of the working capital fund. Okay. And so we're doing a transfer to get it in the capital outlay.
Okay. That makes sense. Thanks, David.
Yep. Are there any other questions or things you guys like to look into a little more?
Board, anything from you guys?
No, we did. I have some inquiries, and this is probably for Matt. About Zonda, and then we're asking about the invoices we submitted. Can you give me an update so I can tell them?
So those, Matt sent everything. What we're doing is he's going to sign the requisitions. They get sent in to UMB now. So shouldn't take very long, probably a day to 2 days once they get it and they process. Now, Zonda was part of the cost of issuance, so that one should go through pretty quick.
And that should come out of this, are these funds right here.
Okay. Yeah, they had to redo the market study a couple of times, and that's just the extra cost that they didn't get out of the cost of issuance.
Okay.
Well, so, Joe, are we sure, when I talked to Benj, did we pay them for the initial plan and then they charged us for half a plan and then they charged us for two updates for $2,000 each?
Yes, I think so.
That sounds think, right to me.
But I'm not sure if that paid out. Did it get paid out? So I haven't push this forward because I was worried that we were double paying them. But you think so, that those three invoices were not?
Maybe we can look and see what we've paid them, because I don't know what came out of the cost of issuance. But we gave them. I think we paid them $12,000 or something to begin the study.
So there's 13 that is part of this last requisition, 13, like 880, if I remember right, somewhere around there. Christy might know off the top of her head. But that is the outstanding balance.
I think it was 25,000, okay. 25,000, then we paid some, and then they did some updates, two updates for us for Ben. So I think it sounds right.
Okay. Well, so one of the invoices was for about 12.5, because of it said half of the project.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised, because we paid them out of pocket, so they must have gotten nothing out of the cost of issuance.
There's money in there for them that we just hadn't got it out.
Okay. That makes sense.
And that's what Matt's going to sign on the requisition, so we can get that out and get them paid that balance.
The rest of the amount, yeah. And then their updates was the second one, I'm assuming.
They didn't need a requisition on that because it was the cost of issuance. So they just processed it.
Okay.
Oh, they did. Good.
Yeah. So you won't see a requisition for that one.
And then. And you have their tax ID, because I called them and tried to get a tax W-9, and I couldn't get one from anybody. I couldn't talk to anybody.
Well, it sounds like they did it without their W-9, if they've already processed it. So that's good to know.
It's processed.
Thanks,
okay.
Christy. So they should be getting it any day, any time, Joe.
Perfect. I'll let them know.
Okay.
Quick question. So those funds or those invoices, do they add up to more than the 32,000 or 33,000 approximately that we have here, or it's less than that?
Yeah.
Less.
No.
It'll be 13. Well, I'm showing on the invoices 12. No, it'll be 13,880, David.
Okay. Are we still waiting on any other items, I guess, from the cost of issuance? I
don't think so. I've got the closing memo in front of me.
Okay, so what'll happen is that 13,000 or amount will come out of here, and then eventually this money will be rolled into a I believe it's one of the project funds for use as for the projects. I don't know if the split between those two, but it'll probably go into the one to the project A or the 2024A. But okay. UMB will do that on their own automatically.
Very good.
Okay. All right. Well, if there are no other questions, I'll turn it back over to you, Michael.
Okay. Thanks. So, board, if there's nothing else, what I need is a motion to accept the first quarter financials as presented.
I'll put forward a motion to accept the first quarter financials of 2025 as we've seen it.
And I second it.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Daryl. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, that's everything I show on the agenda. One thing I have for you guys is I need to get the updates for the first quarter report that we have to do. So any development updates that took place up to March 31st from the first of the year, if you guys could be thinking, I'll send you out the draft, basically the final one from Q4 of last year. If you guys could just update that. Now, remember, it's that 3-month period of time from the first of the year through March 31st. So which one of you do you want me to send it to?
So you're going to send it.
Oh, you're going to volunteer, Joe?
Yeah, send it to me because I probably have the most detail about it.
Okay, perfect. Look for that. I'll send it out either today or tomorrow, Joe.
Okay. Now we'll get it back to you.
Perfect. All right, that's everything I have. If you guys don't have anything else, we can take a motion to adjourn.
Yep, I don't have anything else. I'll make a motion to adjourn our board meeting.
Thanks,
I'll
Joe.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Daryl. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous.